Raccoon Valley Radio. My name is Shaquan Nettingham here after the 2023-2024 season for the ADM girls basketball team. And right now joined by head coach Jacob Cleveland, who actually has some news to share. So coach, thank you so much for joining me.
I appreciate you reaching out to me and kind of giving me a while to kind of talk about the season and maybe my career and whatnot. But yeah, on Friday, I had a great conversation with Rod Weavers, our athletic director, and I turned in my written resignation. Big thing now is just, you know, I think it was probably best for me, my family, and the program. Sometimes you just need a new voice. I've been there 6 years. I mean, I just felt like this was a time to step down. But I have nothing but great things to say about ADM Bulls athletics and the future of the basketball program, as well as all the athletics that's coming up. ADM is going to be a force coming up here, and maybe already, but with the boys playing tonight, and they're ranked third in the state, they have a great opportunity to make the state and then hopefully even see what happens from there and, you know, their goal of winning state title.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, you mentioned, you know, the girls team being a force to reckon with. And again, you know, I know I started at the beginning of the year, so I haven't seen all your games. But the ones I did see, I saw a lot of grit. I saw a lot of just defensive prowess. And you really, you know, had the girls ready. And I think the positive thing looking forward for ADM is, of course, it's always sad when you graduate seniors, but there was only two seniors on the team. So again, majority of the roster will be coming back. And, you know, I think about a player like a Madeline Roundcount, who is, you know, a sophomore this year, or be a junior next year, and just kind of the contribution that she gave your team this year. So can you maybe just highlight some of the players this year that, I mean, I know obviously you love them all and everything like that, but just what some of them meant to you.
Yeah, seniors are always going to graduate, because if you don't have seniors, sometimes it's very difficult. But yeah, they'll miss Aubrey Winter. She was an honorable mention all-conference this year, you know, shot around 35% from three, knows basketball, does all the right things. And so, you know, they're going to have to replace that. Will be very important, because the three-point shot has just changed the way basketball is the last 5 or 10 years, and you need to have consistent people that can do that. And Celia Gardner, the other senior who we had coming off the bench, you know, she did that too, or, you know, she, I think, was around 25%, but she hit some big threes for us in certain games. I do think that our younger players are really going to hit the gym hard this spring and summer, and some of them are doing some AU stuff. They kind of know that that's what they have to do, mostly in our conference, and kind of reach their goals is get in the gym, get in on, we call it the gun shooting machine, and putting that work in to compete with the teams in the conference. They have a lot kind of coming back, which is awesome. And I'll probably say we hear a lot too, because with it being so new to it. But yeah, having two or three sophomores start a Madeline Roundcount, I mean, she was huge the last couple of games we played. I think she had like 17 in both. Mm-hmm. And she's just going to keep getting better and better. Shooting, defense is going to keep going, and then even just to take care of the ball. Lauren Hagedorn, I guess she started all our games. And she's getting rebounds, scoring, taking charges, assists, all the stuff she does. It's a great job. And then, you know, coming off the bench, also Brecken Morse, but she had some starts. You know, she'll just continue to get confidence with her shooting. Kelly Stork was a second-team all-conference player. She's going to continue to improve. You know, I can see her scoring around 15 next year and still getting, you know, 9 or 10 boards and a lot of time in AU basketball. And then Anson Talar had a really good game against Carlisle. And if she can do that, she'll be an all-conference type player. And I know she's hungry for that stuff too. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, some of the starter stuff. But the bench is young. Grace Montag was a freshman. She did good stuff for us this year. Lexi Maxwell did some stuff. You know, she'll push the other guards for playing time. But it's a group that we'll have to put some time in, because the conference doesn't lose a lot of people either. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of battles next year in the Raccoon River Conference. They have what they need. It just depends on what their development comes from in the offseason.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know we touched on that, you know, a lot of times when we talking about, you know, those good guards and just players in the Raccoon Valley Conference. And yeah, it seemed like every game you guys were going up against some juggernaut. But hey, you definitely held your own. A couple highlights, you know, for me during the season was definitely the last regular season game against Carroll, or Round Count did make that last second three. It bounced all the way around the rim, went in. You guys won in overtime. And then even the game against Carlisle, I mean, to be trailing by 17 after the first, go down by 19 in the second quarter, your team could have easily just given up and said, hey, it's over. You know, Comito's going off. I mean, what can we do? But you guys hung tough and were able to claw your way back. Obviously, you know, it didn't end the way you wanted it to. But again, to just fight back in that game on the road against all the adversity was just incredible to watch. And again, I think that's just a credit to you and having your girls ready. And so I just, you know, would like to ask, in your years that you have been coaching, maybe just kind of give us a background of when you started. I know you said like 6 years, and then kind of just what has been like your favorite part about coaching, you know, ADM girls basketball in general?
You know, I got the job after Hall of Fame coach Dillinger, who now is the head softball coach at North Polk. He went to the University of Iowa for softball, and he was the girls softball coach here at ADM too. And they had a lot of success, but he ended up, you know, going to the country route. So I ended up getting the job late in that kind of run on coaches. But, you know, my first 2 years, I had a group that was kind of led by Abby Halas, who plays college softball right now, and just a group that really kind of meshed together well. We did a little better job scoring, you know, averaging about 55, 58 points a game. Not as good as defensive I had the last couple of years, but we could score pretty good. So the first 2 years, we won 15 games. My second year, we were a 2 seed and ended up losing to DCG, who kind of is now making a big run as they, you know, won state championship last year and whatnot. The last 4 years, we've kind of been under 500. We've had some talent. Nicole Stork really did a great job for us for her 4 years. We kind of just couldn't really get over the hump. The conference has been tough and, you know, just trying to develop those skills. So what's kind of been nice with our feeder program that's coming up, our 7th and 8th grade groups, I think, went combined 15-1, you know, only losing like one game. So some of our girls are really starting to put the fundamentals in with that, which our Tiger Athletic Club has kind of done to set that up. And I set that up 6 years ago with several community members, which that's one of the things I'll be most proud of, is I really think that basketball within the next 4 or 5 years will be what other schools around here that have had success with the programs and, you know, hopefully competing for conference championships and getting to the state. So we're excited about that. But it's been a great run for me professionally, as the community and the character of the girls that I've coached. And that goes with the community. And I really expect great things for this. They passed the bond referendum for a new high school. A lot of people are moving into town. It's going to be a force in Iowa high school athletics. And that's going to be exciting for them. And I'm definitely going to keep an eye on the athletics as well as the community.
I appreciate all your time speaking with now former head coach of the ADM girls Tigers basketball team, Jacob Cleveland. Well, coach, I just want to say congratulations on all your success. Thank you for all the years that you've dedicated to ADM High School. And I know they really appreciate that. And I just want to say, you know, good luck in your future endeavors, whatever that may entail.
Thank you very much. And again, we appreciate what you've done for ADM athletics and being able to reach the community when they couldn't come to games, or just to keep everyone in the loop of what's going on. But yeah, you guys do a great job, and I appreciate what you've done for us this year too.
Thank you so much for the kind words. And again, that is former ADM girls basketball coach Jacob Cleveland joining us here for an interview, kind enough to do that on Raccoon Valley Radio.